You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Scientists have finally found the clitoris.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. That was Money by Skeela featuring Guilty Simpson. Many primary schools across the country have implemented water-only policies due to the low nutritional value of sugary drinks and their high impact on hospital visits among children. However, sugary drinks remain available at some primary schools and many intermediate and secondary schools, where they continue to greatly impact students' oral and physical health. I speak to spokesperson for the New Zealand Dental Association, Rob Beaglehole, about sugary drinks in these schools moving into World Oral Health Day. What are some of the risks of sugary drinks in schools?
Well, it doesn't make any sense to be selling sickness to kids in schools. We know that sugary drinks is a form of sickness. It's the number one contributing factor to tooth decay, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. There's no nutritional value in sugary drinks, and what we're calling on is the government to move beyond their ideology and to focus on the pain and suffering that these sugary drinks are causing to kids on a day-to-day basis.
So what are the policies that the New Zealand Dental Association are pushing for, and what are some of the other drinks that maybe they're proposing as alternatives?
Well, ideally children in schools would be drinking water or unflavoured milks. There's no point in selling sickness in the form of sugary drinks to kids. There's no nutritional benefit from sugary drinks. And we know that the number one source of sugar for youth actually comes from sugary drinks in New Zealand. So this is why the New Zealand Dental Association is calling on the government to instigate a policy, a water-only policy for schools. We know that the government recently adopted a nationwide cell phone ban, cell phone policy, and that was great, and we're calling on the government to do the same thing with sugary drinks.
Is there currently a ban in place on sugary drinks in primary schools?
Currently, the vast majority of primary schools have water-only policies. It hasn't been mandated, but what we're calling on the government to do is to mandate water-only policies, both primary schools, intermediate schools, and high schools.
Should adults also be avoiding sugary drinks?
Well, ideally, as humans, we should be drinking water, unflavoured milk, or milks, or teas and coffees. The odd sugary drink every now and then, fine, but you just need to know that there are risks associated with sugary drinks. It's not just the sugar that we need to be careful of, it's also the fact that they are extremely acidic and sweet.
That was Dr. Rob Beaglehole from the New Zealand Dental Association speaking about sugary drinks in intermediate and secondary schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.